Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, The Gun Show. No, I'm just kidding. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or as the other Dave Navarro would say, Numero Uno! We're coming at you live from our wonderful, beautiful, well, it's actually nice outside today, radio station here in Sherman Oaks, California. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. Soon to be everywhere else I can fucking find that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Anyway, we are here today with some great band. We got a great, really great band today. It's Kali Kush. That's the reggae, which is, you know, lately has been abnormal. That's like totally out of the, that's like totally different genre of music, which is awesome. I've been wanting a fucking reggae band for the longest goddamn time. Yeah. I really have.
You do a little rock, too.
You do a little rock, too. Here, let me put it on your
All right, cool.
That's good. I'm just saying, though, like, because lately it's been, it just seems like a litany of a big old string of fucking, like, metal. Mostly metal lately, I noticed.
Harder.
A lot of, I mean, except for last week, we had. Baron D'Avril was here last week. They are a French rock band. So. But it seems like the weeks before that, like, most of the bands were metal or something. I mean, it's not like we're
purposely trying
to set it up that way. It's just that's the way it fucking is. But, you know, we had what? We had authors on in February. We have, you know, we have different, it's not, but we have done a lot of music lately. The last several, like, many weeks, it's been nothing but music. I'm trying to shake it up a little more now. Get some other people in here.
The season's changing. People want to come out of there. They're caves.
Yeah. Right. But no, I mean, we love music, but this show is more than just music. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment in general. We've had celebrities on here. NFL's been on here.
Actors, WWE, directors, authors.
WWE, MMA. Right. We've had a little bit of everything on here. Sports.
Poets.
Poets. But, you know, movie directors. We've had a lot of different stuff.
Medium. Was that what you call the guy?
Yeah, we had a psychic medium on here before. Right. We've had we like to, you know, I'll probably at some point we'll have the freak
country
show.
Music.
We'll have the freaks on our show soon. Yeah, we do different styles of music too, not just rock or heavy metal. We do like to do
a little bit
of everything.
The guy that did the country music performer that came on our show, the singer. I mean, when he called in, he was in a gold mine or a diamond mine.
He called in from a gold mine.
Right.
Like literally under the ground.
Right. He was
under
the ground and he called in and did the interview.
Not the gold mine in Vegas. But the
No. The actual underneath the earth.
Or is that the gold? Oh, sorry. Golden Nugget. Never mind.
He was digging for gold nuggets.
I used to work for them. I should fucking know that. Golden Nugget. Shout out to all the Golden Nuggets. Anyway, we're here today with Kali Kush.
Yes.
Yeah,
reggae music, and they do a little rock apparently too, which is cool.
A little
reggae rock.
Yeah,
reggae rock. All right, we've had a lot going
on. Kind of in the Police genre type.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Sublime.
Like it. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Sublime.
Yeah.
God, I love Sublime. Poor. Yeah. No, that sucks. How that ended, but still, they went on to, with Rome.
Yeah, I mean, Rome. A lot of those guys are still making music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just not. It's just different. Mm-hmm. It's like Blind Melon without Shannon.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing. What was that guy's name? Bradley. Mm-hmm. Bradley. Yeah. Brad. Yeah. It's like Sublime without Brad.
Yeah.
The lead singer. It's kind of. It's just different. Because it sounds different. It's a whole nother beast. It's another singer. It's just, it's like Queensryche without Jeff Tate. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? It'd be like Led Zeppelin without Robert Plant. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So we just, which, so what y'all saying, that the music is different also? I know the singing is different.
It kind of sounds different because the style of the singer comes into play. And then at that point, it sounds a little different because, you know, the song is still the same, but with a different singer. It's like, well, Journey got it pretty spot on. Steve Perry, the original singer, then they got this, was he, he's Korean, I think, the new dude. He's a little, I think he's Korean. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but he's Asian anyway. He's really amazing. He sounds so much like Steve Perry. It's crazy.
Hmm.
They got it, and he's not even a white dude. He sounds like spot on to Steve Perry though. He's pretty fucking close.
Oh, okay.
So, but you don't necessarily want to sound like the other singer. You know what I mean? Because you're a different entity. It's it's like what Van Halen.
Yeah, I was just about to say Van Halen.
Sammy Hagar versus David Lee Roth. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's, you know, different personalities.
Yeah, it's like the evolution of a band. You know?
Yeah, it's just different. Like AC/DC went through it.
Yeah.
You know, Bon Scott versus Brian Johnson.
Okay, the guy, you know what I mean? Voice that I recognize, which one is that one?
Brian Johnson.
That's the one that dude.
Thunderstruck.
Okay.
Back in Black.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's certain signature songs that everybody fucking knows that are his. But then you hear some of their other songs, and people will be like, oh, that's not AC/DC. That's not AC/DC. Bitch, you just know the Brian Johnson era of fucking AC/DC. You don't know the Bon Scott era. There's two eras of AC/DC. You need to know.
Right.
You need to know the fucking difference.
If you're an AC/DC fan, right.
Yeah, it's like, just like we were talking about, you know, with the other band, Van Halen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, one say, oh, no, that's like, if you only know one era of the band, then you're not going to know there was, you know, more than one singer. But anyway, I think it's interesting. You know, when somebody comes in and takes over, like Bon Scott died. So like what, a drug overdose or something. So like, you know what I mean? Like 80, 81, Brian Johnson came in, took over. I mean, it's just like, they got a new singer for Queen. They got a new singer. There's a lot of bands that are out there again, touring again, that have revitalized through new singers or new band members, whatever.
Yeah, AC/DC with the guy from Guns N' Roses. What's his name? Axl Rose.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing. Did you guys see those performances?
No.
It was pretty cool. I mean, he could sing those songs.
I don't know if I want to.
I mean, they're getting...
Axl Rose is...
His voice
Guns
right
N'
there.
Roses. I don't see him... is AC/DC. I'm sorry.
I know, but he could,
that's wonderful.
Notes.
I'm glad he did it and all, but
yeah, it was cool.
It's like STP, Chester Bennington, filling in for Scott Weiland.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A little different. Now, I never saw STP with Scott Weiland, because I think he was already, I don't know if he was passed away by that point or not, but Chester Bennington took over. This was like 2013. 2013, I thought, saw STP at the Kevin and Bean's Weenie Roast for K-Rock, and that was interesting. Chester Bennington sounded so fucking like Scott Weiland. I mean, the voice, like, he did such an incredible job. You would never, if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't even know the fucking difference. But God damn it, both of them are dead.
I was just going to ask you that. Because I heard you saying about
dead.
That. I know you kept saying that guy's name. And I was like, didn't that guy pass too?
Yes, and we met his wife. His widow, rather. It was only a few months after he had passed.
I don't think I was there.
You were there.
I was there?
Well, you believe so. I don't fucking know. Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. I can't remember. No, you were.
2017?
Yeah, it was when we went to see Orgy. At the whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
And Lou introduced us and stuff. Shout out to Lou Gordon.
All right.
And all the
Shout
guys.
Shout out to Orgy.
All our friends from Orgy.
Shout out to Nathan Youngblood.
We love you.
Youngblood Productions.
We love you. Right. Thanks, bro, for sending me all those fucking tribute bands shit this morning. Thank you. Speaking of that, if you're a tribute band, preferably a tribute band, we have a show on April 13th at the Universal Bar and Grill over here in North Hollywood. Hit me up if you want to be on there, if you want to perform at the show, especially if you are from like 60s, 70s, and 80s type genres of music, like classic rock or the 80s hair band type stuff, like Bon Jovi, White Snake, you know, Van Halen, any of that type of stuff. I'm willing even to take a Duran Duran, a Thompson Twins, you know, Depeche Mode, The Cure, like, you know, anything like that. I had a band hit me up today. They were a tribute band for The Cult. I fucking love The Cult.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Fucking love that band. So I'm down for that one. But that's like 80s era, you know what I mean? Or even like, you know, classic rock, you know, Foreigner, Journey, Led Zeppelin, Rush, Pink Floyd, anything like from that genre-ish of music, Kiss? Black Sabbath, Kiss, anything from those eras of music. Not metal, though. They don't. This particular venue isn't looking for Metallica or Megadeth. They're willing to take a Scorpions. They're okay with Scorpions. Rock me like a hurricane and shit. We're okay with that. Rock you like a hurricane. We're okay with that stuff. We're okay with that. But nothing really harder than that. We're okay with Motley Crue. Just nothing like once it hits Metallica and above, like metal, they don't really want that. I don't think so. But we need bands, so hit me up. So if you're that type of music, hit me the fuck up. 818-406-1742. Text me or email me at getrealglobalent. That's ENT at gmail.com. And we'll get you hooked up. I had another band. I had another band hit me up this morning too. I'm trying to remember what they were for, but no, that was The Cult. No, there was another one that hit me up though. Where, you know, you just gotta find the right types of bands and stuff for certain shows. We got a lot of concerts coming up though. What do we have? Let's see. We went and checked out two venues this last week.
Yeah.
We went and checked out the California Institute for Abnormal Arts. I got it right this time.
The CIA.
I think it's lovely that he
the most interesting club probably ever.
Venue, yes. It is an interesting venue. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
It has a museum up in there with like mummies and shit. Like literally had a mummified clown.
Yeah.
In a glass case. That was really interesting. It had the monkey's paw. It had like a bunch of different
spooky
like,
stuff.
Really crazy stuff.
They had a picture, a painting that the eyes move and all kinds of.
People have said that the eyes move. Whatever. I didn't see shit. But
it was. I was looking at that painting.
He was creeped out.
That was the creepiest thing about it. To be honest with me,
he was creeped.
The dead
out.
Bodies wouldn't shit to me. That creepy
I thought they
ass
were
painting.
Awesome. I just kept going. Oh my god, this is so awesome.
I've been in morgues before.
From the moment we got to the first display, all the way through to the end, I just kept saying, "Oh my god, this is so fucking awesome." I couldn't stop saying that through the entire place. One thing after another. Shout out to Carl Crew.
Right.
Of the CIA in North Hollywood.
On Burbank?
It's on Burbank, yeah. It's close to Lancashire, so it's not far down. If you get off the bus at Lancashire,
Hop, skip, and a jump.
You walk, it's like a block.
Right.
Block and a half, it's not far. It's right there. Check that venue out. That was fucking awesome. We will be hosting shows there very soon. I'm just waiting on available dates. And then we checked out another one on Friday night. It was Friday, right? Yeah, Friday. Pacifico Cantina.
Yeah.
In
that's a
Monterey
nice place.
Park.
That's a nice place.
Very, very nice. I would have your style of music there.
Oh, easy.
Reggae. I think they kind of want some lighter stuff. blues, reggae, you know, maybe hard rock or something, like a little lighter, not they're trying, they got one guy's trying to get away from metal, the other one wants to do metal. So I guess we can accommodate both.
They have owners. They have a meeting of the minds.
I can accommodate both the owners. What?
Right.
One dude wants one night metal and another night. They just pick the night
that they're running it.
Whatever. I'll put on.
And then you pick, and then you just
put on whatever the fuck they want me to put on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a show on Sunday. We had some really good fucking bands. That was a nice show Sunday night. Let's see. We had
at the Five Star.
Yes, at the Five Star Bar downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. We had Vexum.
Very good.
Exile. You're
very good.
Prism.
Very good.
Legions.
I love Legions.
They're like our kind of like, what do you want to call it? Like resident band. They played a lot of our shows. Especially at the Five Star. An acidic titty.
I talked to the drummer that night, and I thought that was him. The bassist for Exile.
He's the drummer for acidic titty. But
yeah.
It's T-I-D-D-Y. The sound guy goes, he goes, it's spelled T-I-D-D-Y. Get your head out of the gutter, Jenny. I was like, sounds like titty to me. Titty.
Say it three times fast.
Titty. Titty. Anyway. I said, I like titties. So who doesn't? I'm just kidding. Unless they're a straight bitch. And secretly, she wants to look at titties. She's just lying to herself. And the public. I'm sorry. I'm bisexual. Whatever. Shout out to the LGBTQ community. R-E-S-P-E-C-T M-M-O-R-P-G UFO. I don't know. They keep adding fucking letters. And they got pansexual. Fucking. They got a bunch. Asexual, pansexual.
What the hell's a pansexual?
Pansexual means you love the person for the person, not their gender.
I think at this point you could just kind of make up any word you want, right? You could be like a jaundice sexual that only likes
people who have jaundice. That's a good one. I like that one. I fucking love that one. All right, come on. That was fucking great. Tomorrow night, go on over to the Whiskey A Go Go in West Holly Weird, California. You too can check out Katie Ashley.
Yes, I can't wait.
At the Whiskey, Katie Ashley. We're going to be covering that motherfucking show tomorrow night at the Whiskey A Go Go. Katie Ashley. Shout out to our buddies, Katie Ashley and Hector.
Is Hector going to play tomorrow?
Yes, Hector's the drummer.
Yes.
So shout out to Hector. I don't want to butcher your last name. Yentien.
He knows who he
Yentien?
Is.
Yentien? I don't know.
The drummer for Katie Ashley.
I don't fucking know. Hector, anyway. I love you, dude.
I can't wait to see Katie Ashley.
I know. I can't wait to either. And I hope they goddamn better do that fucking stage production. Keep putting these glasses on. I'm getting old. I have to have glasses now over my contacts.
That's bad.
Imagine that. Well, because I can't see the fine print. I can't see like smaller wording.
Right.
My eyes.
Bigger. Use your human font.
Right, bigger. Tell Campbell Soup that, motherfucker.
I'll email them then.
If I got to write in big font, so are these others motherfucking assholes who probably print tiny little shit on
the. Well, you know they do that because they got the words that you can't, you have
pronounced. Monosodium glutamate. Right.
So you don't want to learn what that is because you know it's killing your body.
Monosodium glutamate.
True.
I can say it. Doesn't mean I know what the fuck it is.
Anyway. Probably make your hair fall out.
2 days from now, Friday, March 29th at the Boulevard in Boyle Heights, California. Shout out to Big Mike and Mona Moon. We got Minority.
Oh, all right.
The Montgomerys.
Hmm.
The Los Angeles Misfits.
That's a
Misfits cover band.
Okay.
Sorry, tribute band. Massive Brain Damage.
Ooh. That sounds interesting. I like that.
Anathema.
Who?
Anathema. I don't know. I'm just saying it.
Maybe we need to look that up in the.
I don't know what the fuck it means. Google anyway, dictionary. It could be two words they shoved to fucking together. I don't goddamn know. Anathema and Vexum.
All right, cool.
All right, and then Sunday, March 31st, the Five Star Bar, we've got Vexum.
Ooh.
Wicked, they go on at 8. Mm-hmm. Wicked Star plays 8:45. Black Pearl Light's on at 9:30.
Okay.
Legion's at 10:15.
Yes.
And Minority at 11:15. And then Monday, this Monday, April 1st at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Nice. All right.
My
first show there.
Fucking first show there.
Yes.
Legion's plays at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Black Terror at 11:30.
Okay.
And Sinestra Cabaret at 12:30.
Why do they start this show
in the morning?
So late?
I don't fucking. That's how they do it. Don't ask me. Shout out to Nick Fuoco of Metal Mayhem. Metal Mayhem Mondays. Come on out.
All right.
This Monday the 1st. Gotta love it. All right. So that pretty much caps that for right the moment. Let's talk to Callie Kush.
Yes. Introduce yourself, fellas.
What's going on?
Yes.
We're Callie Kush.
And
we are the LA County Reggae.
Tell them your name and what you do.
Band. I'm Brian. I'm the vocalist and I play guitar.
Nice.
I'm Red. I play bass.
All right.
It's Alejandra, she plays drums.
Y'all remember her from last week.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
Hey, y'all remember her from last week. She was with Baron D'Avril.
Yes. Baron D'Avril. All right. Let's talk about you and your band and what's going on. So how long have you been together as a band?
A couple of years now.
Okay. Same formation?
No, actually, we started with a different bass player, but he actually moved back to Italy for a while.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, that's a ways away.
And then Alejandra's just this prolific musician, so she's got her fingers in many pies. So
oh,
she
yeah.
Tons of musicians.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow hooked up with Red, and they're playing in a group together, and then she brought him into Callie Kush.
Yeah.
It's been going really well.
He plays. You play in what? Yeah, couple other bands with her?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. We have him on stage quite often. We know him, that's for sure.
I never like to stop.
There's nothing wrong with that. Same as her. Same as a lot of these people I know. Hector's the same. Our buddy Hector's the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
He's drummed for several bands at the same time. I mean, depends. You
like to keep busy. You love for the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Why?
Way to spend a weekend.
That's why I do like 50 different things.
Nice.
To stay occupied constantly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to stay busy. Mm-hmm. You got to.
Yeah.
And so tell people a little more about your music and like who writes the songs and where your inspiration came from and why you chose to be reggae or whatever, reggae rock.
When I heard Sublime, that was just like a game changer, you know, because before that I was into, you know, like Rancid and that kind of like fun pop punk stuff, you know, with like a little bit of edge being like a teenager, you know, like maybe some like Minor Threat, that kind of stuff. But then when I heard like the reggae, you know, I knew about like, you know, the Clash doing reggae and Rancid doing reggae and Bob Marley and stuff. But hearing it all come together like they did in Sublime with like combining punk and hip hop and ska and reggae all into one song sometimes.
I got one thing to say.
Just blew my mind, and I was just like, I just want to follow this path. And
I got one thing to say.
What's that?
Date rape!
Yeah. Like, what is that? It's like, it's kind of reggae. It's
I'm sorry, I love that song.
Rock.
Date rape!
It's like everything.
She didn't want to, she didn't want to.
Hell yeah.
I love that fucking song.
I know, it's like a blend of like everything I love about California, you know? And like, I just think that like, reggae music just like makes people have a good time when they're just vibing out, and like they're usually, you know, big stoners, so it just kind of goes together, you know, vibing out, having some brews, you know, rolling a doobie, you know, and listening to some reggae.
Plural doobies.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So yeah, doobies. That's just kind of the vibe, you know, I want to bring. And then just like you said, you know, what better way to, like,
as he wears a Slayer t-shirt.
Yeah, you know, I love that one too.
I saw them back in 2005, with Slipknot and Hatebreed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just got a different vibe, you know, that kind of vibe gets your blood pumping, like, makes you excited. This, like, reggae kind of just chills you out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good vibe music.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you're trying to bring good vibes to the world.
Yeah.
Good feelings and stuff.
I like that song,
The
Ocean.
What's going on?
The Ocean by Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not reggae, but it's that really, like, mellow, light, you know, type of song, you know. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Mm. So that's good that, you know, you have great inspiration, like, you know, as far as, like, the bands you're mentioning, like, the type of music and what you want to convey to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that really does, I don't want to say that. It really does capture the spirit of California.
Yeah, I think it does, yeah.
I don't know how many times we went to the Bernie Sanders rally.
Oh, my God, it was so many
Saturday.
People. It was beautiful.
Wow.
At least 50,000 people.
That park, Grand Park, was full, and then it overflowed to the steps of the city hall and to the other, to the west side of Grand Park.
He said the word weed at least 10 times in his speech.
Yeah. Right.
At least. Legalize marijuana.
Right.
Marijuana should be legalized. He said marijuana like I don't know how many times in his speech. I was like, fuck yeah.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, Cali Kush, I think, is a great name right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, people are just getting way, way more behind that.
And more states are starting to get on.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the bandwagon. Because
they're late. These people are late.
Yeah. Maine did it several years ago.
Maine
did it. Jesus
I'm just
Christ.
Talking about the culture.
That's one of the most uptight motherfucking states. Goddamn religious bastards. I'm sorry. Anyway. It's a lot of religion there.
Well, I'm from here, so I've been accustomed to the culture since I was a teenager. So, you know,
that's one of the reasons I moved here. And then Maine legalized weed after I moved here. Assholes, assholes. Now you do it. Are you gonna expunge all my fucking pot lines? No, I know Texas won't. Assholes. Oh, wait, that's three states now.
What?
That I've gotten charged with weed.
Oh, damn.
Maine, Texas, and California.
I'm surprised you're not still in jail in Texas.
Oh, no, because anything under an ounce and a half is just a finable offense.
Oh, they loosened it up, huh?
They don't. No, this was
like
in 1996. So, no, it was, no, it.
They're okay. It's like, I mean, maybe they did it in 1990. I don't fucking know when they put it into effect, but it was
some of them
yeah.
down there, man. A lot of them places used to be zero tolerance. I guess they loosen it up now.
It's Tarrant County.
Right.
They're not as like if it had been Parker County, that might have been a different fucking story.
Okay.
Assholes. They have the whole towns are dry.
Ooh. Yeah. I remember my parents having to go to the edge of Arlington just to buy a bottle of liquor.
Certain counties and
right,
certain,
like
you know,
across the city just to buy
certain
unless
towns.
They went to the bootlegger and I found the bootlegger.
We got a phone call. Hello, you're on the air with Kelly Kush and Jenny's Real Talk. Who am I speaking with?
This is Will. With Fallen Fury.
What's happening?
Up? One of the bands I manage. Fallen Fury, what's up, Will? Will Bowman.
Oh, not much,
Amy
man.
Bowman.
How's everything going on today over there?
Good.
Beautiful.
We're here with our buddies from Cali Kush.
Say
hi. Hey.
Oh, cool.
Alejandra says hello.
Hey, Alejandra, how you doing?
Very good.
Very good. Right. She says very good. Awesome.
Right on. What's the next big thing that you guys are doing?
Yeah, what do you got coming up? Like,
Planet Shenanigans
shows
on Thursday. Yeah, April 4th, 6 to 10. Shenanigans down at
Shenanigans
Shoreline Village in Long Beach, downtown Long Beach.
The next person who says Shenanigans is gonna get pistol whipped.
I know you love that.
Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say hi to Alejandra. She's a totally awesome drummer. So
yes, she is.
Big props to her.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
We love our little friend.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're about to play some music, so get ready to enjoy this.
I better get off so you guys can listen.
All right.
Yeah, listen.
Okay. I love you.
All right. Peace
out. All right, Will. Have a good one, brother.
Bye, dude.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Let's play a song. Which one do we want to play? Yeah, Feel Better.
Let's go with, go with Feel Better.
Sheil and What's Happening. Okay. All right, let's do Feel Better by Cali Kush on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
knowledge true. When I perform the challenge, you be recording what we doing, and we do it on the beat. So put it on the side, put it on the side. Well, we don't got no further reason to be taken for a ride. So just get on my side, just get on my side. But we don't got no further reason.
That was Cali Kush. All right, we're going to do they're going to go right into doing an acoustic song. Go for it.
The sun down, day's done now. Desire, you know, and it show you high as it go. And you know that if your feet don't stop, then we don't stop the writing. If your feet don't stop, then we don't stop the beating. If your feet don't stop, then we don't stop the writing. If your feet don't stop, we don't stop what we're doing. So try it and buy it from a farmer. Roll it in, smoke it in a paper. Write down some facts and then put them on wax. Mix it and sell it to your neighbor. I said try it and buy it from a farmer. Then you roll it up, smoke it in a paper. Then you write down some facts and then put them on wax. Mix it and sell it to your neighbor. I said, oh, what's happening? Oh, what's happening? Cali Kush from the bush to the farmer to the nurse, the supplier to the driver to your doorstep. Over this, oh, what's happening? Oh, what's happening? Cali Kush from the bush to the farmer to the nurse, the supplier to your driver to your doorstep. Over this. Was a block, better hop to the dock, beg a rock, better never fall off. And
We'll make your radio hot. We're taking over your spot. And if your radio not just a little sin, try it and buy it from a farmer. Then you roll it and smoke it in a paper. Then you write down some facts and then put them on wax. Mix it and sell it to your neighbor. I said, oh, what's happening? Oh, what's happening? Cali Kush from the bush to the farmer to the nurse, the supplier to the driver to your doorstep. Over this, oh, what's happening? Oh, what's happening? Like the birds and the bees bring the farmer to his knees, the desire is inspired by the seed step. Over this, oh, oh, what's happening?
That's what's happening. What's happening?
It just happened.
All right. Well, then I guess we don't have to play that one.
Yeah.
All right. Since we heard that one live, I guess we want to play the other one then?
Yeah. Yeah. Try it out. Yeah. So, yeah, we started as kind of just a cover band. We're taking these long gigs where you play for like a 3 or 4 hour block, so yeah. We just learned tons of Sublime and Bob Marley, and then from that, you
nice.
Know,
it's the basic recipe.
Yeah, and then from right. there, it was like, okay, we've got this down, so we need to, you know, expand the brand and started writing some originals. So those last two songs were our first originals as
Hell
Cali
yeah.
Kush.
Oh, okay.
And then,
nice.
We're gonna keep that going, keep writing originals, and maybe learn a few more Bob Marleys too, and then
that's
just,
awesome.
Just keep it going. So yeah, this this other one is a cover of "She" by Green Day.
Oh, okay.
But with like a reggae twist.
Oh, sweet. And,
double twist.
Yeah,
on that track.
Exactly. Yeah, it goes all over the place because you know we do you know flips on like classic rock songs, and sometimes we throw in some punk, you know, just to make sure that the audience are on their toes.
Right. That's cool though.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's a lot of people do that though. I appreciate that mm-hmm. though. You know, your interpretation of
yeah.
different genre types
it's
of music.
Fun
yeah,
to bend genres and just
take
something from a totally different style and make it sound totally different.
Like what's the name? Rage Against the Machine. They took a Cypress Hill song.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then there's a guy named Volume 10. They took a song from him called Pistol Grip Pump. That's
yeah.
my cut though. That was like woo.
Right. That's cool that they yeah. do that stuff though. You know, because, you know, it gives it a different
yeah.
sound, a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite covers ever, Devo doing Satisfaction.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's totally freaky.
I love Devo. Not just because.
Matter of fact, we heard that the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But if you heard that on a Rolling Stones record, you'd be like, can I get my money back?
Yeah, because that doesn't sound like him.
Right.
Sound like, you know, that don't sound like Mick Jagger. Like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, but another band, because you got to expect that. Like, every mm-hmm. band's got their own style of music, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it's nice to hear their interpretation
right.
of a classic, you know? All right, let's do this. We're going to listen to it. Was it called She?
Yeah.
Green Day. Ooh, yeah. All right. This is Cali Kush on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Her mind.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You slowed that bitch right down.
Yeah.
God.
Till the very end.
That's like.
Still though.
Going, oof. Taking it up to 11 in terms of making it our own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That was right. Cool. That was wicked cool. very nice. I like it. Damn, the show's almost over. It's like we just like
damn.
Every week. I swear, it's like we I always have so much fun that the 50 minutes goes by really, really quick. I hate that. So, sorry, we still got 8 minutes left. We want to play another one, or we just want to talk about?
We should play another one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We should do another jam here.
All right.
Do you want to do that Kali Buzz one?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Kali Kush.
Little mashup of Kali Buzz and also Stick Figure. So big shout out. Couple good bands right there.
Cool.
All right.
Let's do this.
Got what I've been searching for so hot. Yet you're cool as a breeze blow. I've got it here. What are you waiting for? And girl, just come let me know. Nah, nah, nah. You've got what I've been craving for so hot. Yet you're cool as a breeze blow. I've got it here. What are you waiting for? And girl, just come let me know. Nah, nah, nah. Come let us take a little trip and just go out for a while down to Bermuda. Jamaica, whatever your style, Trinidad, Miami, New York, the Virgin Isle. Girl, if you're lonely, you know the number to dial. Me no need no application, cause me get the profile. Yeah, and if it's been a while, don't say nothing to spoil. Yeah, and if you say it's far, I would walk more miles. Me girl child, because you've got what I've been grabbing for so hot. Yet you're cool as a breeze blow. I've got it to you, what are you waiting for? And girl, just come let me know. My world we're living in, rock set in stone. One life I've been living in, come on, let's go. Wanna get high, wanna get low. Come on, I wanna smoke a big split with you. I wanna get high, baby, let's go. Come on, I wanna smoke a big split with you. Smoking, 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 smoking love. Smoking, smoking, smoking love. Give me that good high grade, that 5 mile strain that make me feel no pain, you know. Let's smoke some push champagne and sip some good champagne. Now we not gonna change, you know. This smoke will fill your brain. Now we not gonna change. We'll never feel no pain, you know. And girl, don't play no games, because you know what I'm talking about. I wanna get high, wanna get low. Come on, I wanna smoke a big spliff with you. Wanna get high, baby, let's go. Come on, I wanna smoke a big spliff with you. Because you've got what I've been craving for so hot. Yet you're cool as a breeze blow. I've got it here. What are you waiting for? And girl, just come let me know. Nah, nah, nah. You've got what I've been searching for so hot. Yet you're cool as a breeze blow. I've got it here. What are you waiting for? And girl, just come let me know. Hell yeah. Good stuff.
Right. Yeah, so that's kind of the stuff that you'll get if you come see Kali Kush. Shenanigans, April 4th.
Yes.
Down in Long Beach.
All right.
That's the only show you got coming up right this moment anyway?
We're playing there every month, so we, you gotta, what other dates do we have? We play there every month, so yeah.
Okay.
We'll be posting. Yeah.
All right, good.
That's where y'all based from?
That's really close to where I live. She's in North Hollywood. He's in downtown. So
okay.
Nice and spread out all throughout L.A. So
yeah, it sounds cool. Like it.
Yeah.
Can you let everybody know your social media sites and your website so people can find you?
Yeah, CaliReggaeBand.com/CaliKush. We're on Instagram at CaliKushBand. I pretty sure the Facebook keeps giving me something when I press the button. It's not updating, but we should be facebook.com/CaliKushBand.
Cali Kush Band.
Yeah.
Okay. So go check them out. You can find their music. Hopefully you got links to your music and stuff? Or?
We're just about ready to put this out, hopefully soon. I mean, it's pretty much ready. I mean, we played it, so, and it seemed to, you know, you guys seem to
really
dig
great.
It. So, yeah,
sounds
I think it's
great.
Ready. Yeah. Wait,
so you're working on, like, an EP? Or?
Yeah, this will be our first EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, four songs?
It's going to be three, but, you know, we want to expand it to maybe do, like, a full 10-song album kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
No. Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
You can release it as an EP now, and then you can take those songs and put it on, make a full album.
Yeah, it might be a good plan.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. We should need to get you on some of our shows.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'd love to play.
We got all kinds of venues.
Yeah.
Yeah, they. I like y'all sound, man, and y'all play good together.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah, this is a good vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I like it.
These guys totally get the Cali Kush mentality.
Right. Yeah, yeah, Alejandra. Hell yeah. She the woman.
Oh, yeah.
The woman.
Alejandra's real bud head.
Right.
Get
she
it?
Got that goody goody.
Like you're saying butt head, but bud head.
B U D D.
Yes. B U D D instead of B U T T. She's a bud head. I love it. That's perfect for you guys.
Yeah.
That's the right band for you right there. Right.
Right.
Let's see. We got coming up next week on the show. Who is it? Oh, go see one of the bands I manage, Black Sabbatha. They're playing for my brother Nathan Youngblood Productions. They're playing his show next Saturday, April 6th at Characters in Pomona. He's doing a night of tribute bands. So go check it out. He's got some other bands going on. Go see Crazy Town. Go see Crazy Fest.
Oh.
May 4th at Malone's in Santa Ana. That's going to be a big show.
Yeah.
So go check that one out. And then what we got? Next week on the show, every other year. I just got to confirm with them. But then another pop band on April 10th. We got Solar Haze.
Ooh.
I think they're releasing their album on 420.
What other day would that? What other day?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's got to be probably like the most common day for bands to release their stuff, right?
Then April 17th, Alejandra will be back with us. For Cesar Cardona.
Yeah.
Cesar Cardona.
Oh.
And you'll be back too. So that's what I'm saying. These two. So I'm saying the two of you'll be back again.
Yes. And then I'll be back with Nguyen. I'm not sure in May, I think.
Yes, May 8th.
But that's going to be our CD release.
You've been here so much, you're about to be our co-host, huh?
Yeah, we got a lot of great bands coming up. May 15th, we got Cunt Punch. I was like, I don't know if that's at first when I first heard that, I was like, I don't know if that's, you know, somebody got punched in the cunt,
oh, that's a cunt.
Or if it's a really weird cocktail.
Really real alcohol.
I don't know okay. If I want to drink that because it sounds really gross. Cunt punch. and then the lead singer clarified it for me. It's actually when a cunt punches you. I would have wore that T-shirt today, but I had to wear, you know, Baron D'Avril. They were on last week. But yeah, we've got some great, interesting bands and venues and things coming
cunt
up. We got a lot of concerts coming up.
Punch by a cunt.
We got a residency now at Petey's Place.
Yes.
We'll be there every month at Petey's. We'll be doing Sundays, basically.
Okay.
So
very nice.
We got a Friday here or there.
Petey's
is
nice.
Petey's
is
very nice.
Very
venue.
Nice
go
place.
Check it out.
Shout out to Petey.
Shout out to Petey. Shout out to goddamn so many fucking people to shout out to. It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah, the show will be over.
You guys want to say any shout outs to anybody? You know, people you want to say, hey, what's up?
Hi, Mom.
That's nice.
Hey, Mom, we like that?
Yeah,
like
we love that. We love our moms.
As the mother of a mama's boy, I won't. I'll be nice and won't say your name on the fucking show, but you know who you are.
The long listener viewers know who he is.
Because I've said a lot of things about him.
Yeah, you talk about him a lot.
I do. That's my son.
Hold on.
And my daughter. Shout out to my daughter. So, Chance DeVoe.
See?
Fuck it. I'm just going to do it. Shout out. What's up? You're probably watching.
Your mama talking shit about you, boy. She called your mama's boy.
He is. He'll tell you himself he is. If he denies it, there's all his friends will be like, he's lying. He's lying. Talks about his mother more than he does his girlfriend. Anyway, shout out to both the daughters. Nisha, what's up? We Nisha Hurley. That's one. And the other
hope you feel
Samantha.
Better, baby girl.
Yes, hope you feel better. And Samantha Bailey, I love you.
What's up, Sam?
Sammy. She don't like me calling her that anymore. Sammy Hammy. She hates that.
If we just give a shout out to Shenanigans. Yeah.
Shout out to Shenanigans. Yeah.
We love that place.
Shenanigans.
April 4th.
And that's in Long Beach?
Yeah.
I want to check that place out.
It's fun. Yeah. Great vibe. Great bartenders. Great view. Great beers.
A lot of stuff on the walls. No, it's good. Yeah, is it like they described it on Vermont on that fucking movie?
It has to be. Otherwise, it just, you know, they couldn't keep that name. They'd have to change it.
Yeah.
It's exactly how you would think of it.
You
gotta
go to Shenanigans? You know, the place with the shit on the walls?
Exactly.
They wear the pins?
No pins.
No. Oh, that's the other one. TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
They always wear their fucking pins. Your bling? What is it? The bling. Yeah. Shout outs to anybody?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, have a mom. All right.
You made him feel guilty.
Yeah.
All right. Now he's got to say shout out to his mom.
Shout out to moms everywhere. All right.
Hey, they do a lot for us.
What's going to happen with my poor mom, right? Right, yeah. Hi, Mom. Yeah. Nobody's saying hi to the dads. Jesus Christ. Hi,
we
Dad.
We just ain't shit. That's why.
Hi, Dad. I'll do it. Hi, Mom.
Hi, dads.
All
moms,
of you.
Dads.
All of
family,
you.
Family, all the family.
I say hi, Mom, and I say all of you.
Brothers, sisters.
Get it? Get it. No, I have too many mothers to count.
Any motherfuckers?
No.
No. One!
I've been a motherfucker.
You're looking at one.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I didn't. Anyway,
no, it was like you two.
Go there. All I can picture is a chick with a strap on. It's like going to the Jenna Torturers concert all over.
Oh, that was crazy!
Jesus Christ,
anyway. We've seen some wild concerts.
Ooh, weird shit. Chicks on stilts with strap-ons. Can't beat it. Go see the Jenna Torturers.
Right. Very
come
interesting
to a concert
shows.
Near you. Yes. Anyway,
naked with pasties on. Like, literally come out on stage with number pasties. Whatever, that was just... It
barely anything covering her crotch. And
it wasn't even pasties. It was black tape. It was just black tape.
One time she came out, she had pasties. One time she came out, she had black tape across her. It's across her nipples, you know. You can show your ass, half of your vag, but you can't show a fucking nipple. The fuck is that? Nippleopolis?
Nippleitis?
Nippleopolis. I'm going to start a city. It's going to be called Nippleopolis. Anyway, all right, now that we've done our shout outs, we got to say goodbye for another week. It sucks dick.
Damn.
It sucks dick, but we got to go. All
that
right.
Was 15 minutes? Holy shit.
50, yes.
No, I'm talking about when I first last looked at the clock.
Oh, yes. It's,
and we just really started talking.
Because we love these guys. They're fun.
This is so cool.
All right, so go check them out. Cali Kush Band.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out. Look it up. And it's not Cali Kush, the fucking weed shop. It's Cali Kush, the band. Go check them out. Everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, wherever the hell they are. Facebook. You know, go check them out. Go check them out. Listen to their music. You know, support. Come out to their show. What is that? April 4th.
April 4th.
Shenanigans. In Long Beach. Come check it out. Go to their
show. Shout out to Shenanigans.
Support. Shout out to Shenanigans. Shenanigans. Anyway, we got to go. Till next week. Jesus Christ, this went by fast. Yeah. All right. Till next week.
Good night, folks.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.
Have a good one. Bye. Peace out. Weed heads.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.